When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 347 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Jennifer Leverault. I hope I said that right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Today, we will be discussing part two. I don't think that's the right chapter. Is it 16?
Yep.
Oh, no, it's right. Chapter 16 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Godric's Hollow. Thank you, Swish and Flick, for getting your little name out of my way.
Are we?
So make sure that you've read the chapter. You're ready to dongle your way through the details.
Yeah. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Re-recap.
Perfect. Okay.
God rest ye merry hippogriffs.
Let nothing you dismay.
Written by the author.
Rats and weasels upon this Christmas day. I don't remember what I wrote for the rest of the song. Oh, tidings of snackies and joy. Snackies and joy. Oh, tidings of snackies and joy.
That was so good.
That was beautiful. Harry and Hermione are trying to learn how to not live with Ron.
It's not funny. Sorry.
It's sad.
I'm so sorry.
They're driving the struggle bus for sure. Harry finally decides to ask about his original plan again. Can they go to Godric's Hollow?
Sure.
And to his surprise, Hermione agrees because she thinks the sword is there. And they start to make a plan.
Can't wait.
Also, Christmas, something. I just can't wait.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I know what you're singing.
I don't remember the lyrics there.
Me neither. Oh man. Would you like to read about Godric's Hollow?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is from A History of Magic. Can I offer you a ham sandwich?
No, but I'd like a ham toasty.
Ah, he's a toasty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. A lot.
Is it tinned ham?
Ew.
No.
What is that, spam?
It's very popular in Hawaii.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I've never had it either.
I don't want to knock it, though, because people say it's great.
They have it at Epcot.
They do.
At the Food and Wine Festival.
You're right. I can't wait to go to Epcot. Okay.
Epcot.
I love that place.
Quote, upon the signature of the International Statute of Secrecy In 1689, wizards went into hiding for good. It was natural, perhaps, that they formed their own small communities within a community. Many small villages and hamlets. Can I offer you a hamlet? Attracted several magical families who banded together for mutual support and protection.
What is a hamlet?
A small village. Smaller than a village.
To be or not to be. That's also a hamlet.
Thank you.
Oh.
Tiffany, your face, you were like, what is she doing?
I didn't know what was happening. The villages of Tinworth, Tintams.
Tintams.
In Cornwall. Upper Flagley in Yorkshire. Not Yorkshire.
Not Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. In Ottery St. Catchpole in the south coast of England were notable homes to knots of wizarding families. Is that like a group of crows is a murder? Is a group of wizards called a knot?
I like that.
What is a group of wizards called?
A coven.
That's a witch.
That's a witch.
I'm a weetler.
Oh my god. That's funny.
Where am I? Oh, knots of wizarding families who lived alongside tolerant and sometimes confounded muggles. Most celebrated these half-magical dwellings place. Most celebrated of these half-magical dwelling places is perhaps Godric's Hollow. That was a weird sentence. In the West Country village where the great wizard Godric Gryffindor was born and where the Bowman Wright, the wizarding smith, forged the first golden snitch. Yeah.
Do you remember in Diagon Alley at Universal? Huh. There's a Bowman Wright.
A Bowman Wright what?
Like, it's a magic spot. It's where you go to, like, make the...
Oh, the bing, 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 bing? With the suit? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
The goblin suit.
Why did I do that?
With the bing, bing, I bing, was like, bing.
You knew what I meant, though.
After you said suit, I did.
Oh.
With the troll armor and yeah, the little goblin armor. Yeah, because that was
just in one of our vlogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... There's a sign that says...
With the bing, bing, bing! That was me with my anvil.
When I read that, I was like, connection in the wizarding world.
Oh, I like that.
At Universal.
God, they're so freaking detailed.
I know.
I love it. The graveyard is full of the names of ancient magical families, and this accounts no doubt for the stories of hauntings that have dodged the little church beside it for many centuries.
Lots of stuff goes down in that church.
I don't even.
Oh my god.
I gotta reread.
You're right.
All of that jazz.
I didn't know what you were saying. I was like, what did I forget?
And all that.
The child who is cursed.
Anyway. Poor Albus.
That's how he does. So Hermione tells Harry that his parents are not mentioned in this book because Professor Bagshot doesn't cover anything later than the end of the 19th century. So we have the connection there. Godric's Hollow is for Godric Gryffindor, birthplace, and could be the location of Gryffindor's sword. And Hermione presses and asks Harry if he thinks that Dumbledore would have expected him to make that connection. And Harry's like, oh, yeah, totally. He totally thought I would make that connection.
Right.
Harry, in fact, had not been thinking that at all.
Not even a little bit.
No. So the lure of Godric's Hollow was much more than the sword could be for him. And even still having that possibility, that's not his lure.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's super important to check there for this. And it's a great connection on Hermione's part. But this is where everything started, right? Quote, for him, the lure of the village lay in his parents' graves, the house where he had nearly escaped death, and in the person of Bathilda Bagshot. So, number one, his parents and the house where he lived again and is trying to do the same thing, right? He's trying to survive this curse again. And in Bathilda Bagshot because he wants answers about Dumbledore.
Good old Batty Bag.
Mm. So he's like subconsciously looking for answers on how to survive this time too. I think he says it to himself later on. But Bathilda Bagshot lives in Goddard's Hollow. She might be Gaga at this point in time. She's certainly something at this point.
Yeah, we have established.
She is indeed not herself.
A meatbag.
She is a meatbag. Yep. Yep, yep. And, quote, she gasped so dramatically that Harry's insides turned over. He drew his wand, looking around at the entrance, half expecting to see a hand forcing its way through the entrance flap. But there was nothing there. What? He said, half angry, half relieved. What did you do that for? I thought you'd seen a Death Eater unzipping the tent at least. And this gives me big time vibes of when I'm reading in the car and I gasp and Marty's like, what? What?
I'll do this to Meg.
And he's like, don't do that.
I know.
I get so mad when Katie does it to me too.
I'm like, well, I'm really sorry.
I just like have very excitable reactions to things that don't necessarily need that level of hype.
I'm glad that you realize that.
I know I am. I know I do. You do it too though. I just do
not
it
not as often as you. You're like,
I got a paper cut.
Well, that sucked. Paper cuts sucked, man.
They do suck.
They're the worst. Tiny little demons.
I like the
Or she'll be like, I saw this really cool thing on Instagram.
Can't even show it to her. She's driving.
Not while she's driving. That's just like in general. While we're driving, I'll have like a thought.
Be like,
or I'll see a cat, you know.
There's a cat on the side of the road.
Usually it's Cusco's a loud
poison.
Usually it's a loud swear of some sort.
I wish I knew that whole quote.
I know.
I memorized it for a TikTok.
Yeah, you did really good.
I did so.
Do you remember
what
I did? I
have to find it. I couldn't say it again now, but I'll show you my TikTok.
I listened to it like 100,000 times.
Oh my God, it was
so
funny.
You didn't
want
to just put it in front of your face?
What do you mean? I did.
To read it.
I did, but it's about the timing. Yeah.
Okay. So, Hermione's like, what if Bathilda has the sword? Ba-ba-ba! She doesn't have the sword.
She
has a snake. Snake
not
for
even
sale.
There, but she does have another Horcrux inside her.
Three.
Oh, yeah. There's three in the room at once.
Oh, dang.
Ding. yeah. So Muriel, Harry's recalling the wedding here, and he says Muriel says that she's Gaga, not to be confused with Lady. she's extreme. She's extremely old at this point. But
sorry.
Harry was he's gotta get Hermione to go to Godric's Hollow somehow, and he's like, no, I'm not gonna mess this up. Let's go. Maybe she does have the sword. I don't think he's like thinking about any of this.
I don't think he cares if she has a sword. He's like, I just wanna go see my blown up house.
Literally.
Yeah.
I don't blame him though.
So Hermione's like, okay, we have a list of things that we need to do before we head out. So they need to practice apparating under the cloak, delusionment charms, and the possibility of using Polyjuice potion. And then she's like, no. We're just going to do Polyjuice. Right? Extra precaution, just changing themselves completely. So Harry's just sitting there. He's letting her talk herself through everything. And he's just nodding the whole time. And his mind not on this conversation at all. And he finally feels like some sort of purpose and hope.
This part is so sad. This is a sad chapter.
Well, the next two. Quote, he was about to go home, about to return to the place where he had a family. It was in Godric's Hollow that, but for Voldemort, he would have grown and spent every school holiday. He could have invited friends to his house. He might even have had brothers and sisters. Holy. It would have been his mother who had made his 17th birthday cake. The life he had lost had hardly ever seemed so real to him as at this moment, when he knew he was about to see the place where it had been taken from him. That's heavy line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After Hermione had gone to bed that night, Harry quietly extracted his rucksack from Hermione's beaded bag and from inside it, the photo album Hagrid had given him so long ago. Shout out to one. For the first time in months, he perused the old pictures of his parents, smiling and waving up at him from the images, which were all he had left of them now.
I'm so glad he has that from Hagrid. Like, that's got to be the greatest gift that anyone's ever given him.
Yeah. Especially since they're, you know, wizarding pictures and they're moving and they seem more real
and, like, see than the muggle life. Pictures
he would have seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry was so ready to set out for Godric's Hollow the following day, but Hermione wanted to be so prepared because she thinks that Voldemort will totally expect Harry to return there.
She's not wrong.
Because of what the place means to him, because Harry's weak and stupid, right? But also, yeah, that's true. He will go back.
Can we talk about Voldemort truly thinking that about Harry or someone else about Harry? Like, that would make them weak and stupid in his eyes, but also he is so nostalgic. It's ridiculous.
That's so true.
I mean, he hides the ring in the Gaunt Shack.
Yeah. Nostalgic.
Maybe nostalgic isn't the right word, but, like, symbolic and, like, in a way nostalgic. Like, purposeful, he does the same thing, but to him it just feels like...
Yeah, I agree.
It's better because I'm Voldemort. Yeah. I don't know why he's Batman.
Voice is high and cold. Change it. Do it.
I have a trouble picturing how Voldemort's voice sounds.
Yeah, me too.
Every time it's described, I like can't do it. I don't know why.
Wormtail.
Yeah.
Bring me your wand.
I hate
it. Okay,
that.
Got it. Don't like it. Don't ever have to do that again.
So they gathered some muggle hairs from a couple who was shopping. Wouldn't you, like, be out Christmas shopping and then just have some hair yanked out of your head? Do you think they thought it was each other and then got into a fight?
Maggots, I had the strongest urge to try and pull out a piece of Tiffany's hair right now. It was an intrusive thought. I did. I almost did it.
Like, what if I just...
Oh, my God. I got big time hand housemaid vibes.
Just now?
Yeah.
From me?
No, from our talking about hair. Gotta read it.
You remember that video?
I have it on Audible.
Where that guy
anybody read The Housemaid?
Like, he found a baby in that lady's hair.
What?
Do you remember that?
What?
Baby?
Yeah, he pretended like...
Oh my God, that's right. He pretended to.
What?
But it was like a doll.
No, it was a baby.
What?
A baby what?
He had like a kid with him at the supermarket. And he was playing jokes on people.
Yes.
And this lady was just walking by. And he like brushed her hair to get her attention. And then he had the baby up in the air. He was like, oh, sorry. I don't know how he got up there. And then walks away. And as she walks away, she's like shakes her head like, did that happen?
I remember that. Or he's the same guy that'll put a trash can, a clean one, like a trash can like over someone's head. And then put one over himself, too. And then, like, act like he doesn't understand how it happened when he's the one who did it to, like, that person and himself. You've never seen those? No. They're so funny.
Oh, they're so funny.
I love confusing anyway. My students and making them think that I don't know who they are for a second. I'm like, oh, and what's your name? And they're like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I never heard of you. And then I'm like, I'm kidding. And then they think it's so funny.
Oh my God.
Anyways, so they plan to apparate underneath the cover of darkness as well as the cloak. It's later in the afternoon and they drink this polyjuice potion, transform into a middle-aged man and his wife. Beaded bag, loaded down. We're ready to go.
Harry's heart is beating in his throat. Boom, boom. So Hermione is freaking out over the snow because it was not something they prepared for. They'll leave footprints. And Harry was like,
dude,
I don't care. And he basically was like, let's just take the cloak off. Like, we'll be okay. We don't even look like ourselves anyway. So he wasn't sure that he would be able to find his old house because, like, he has no idea what happens when the subjects of a Fidelius charm have died. And they heard a carol in the church. Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I gotta run. I gotta run.
Gotta go eat my french fries. Gotta go eat my french fries.
I work at Burger King making flamable whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like a Neville pie with that? Why do I remember? Why can't I do math?
Oh my God. Because your brain's too full of that. And that's okay. And because they hear the Burger King song, Hermione thinks, it's Christmas Eve, I think.
Because they hear what?
The Burger King song.
How do you know
just
that's
sang.
What they're singing?
Because we just sang it for them.
Okay.
I was joking.
Oh. I was thinking is we've something kings. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Have it your way.
Harry had lost track of time. And also, like, it had been ages since they'd seen a newspaper. So that didn't help the situation. But they found the graveyard. And Hermione is like, I think your mom and dad would be in here. And she took... What?
I think your mom and dad would be in here.
That's what she says.
Like that?
Exactly like that.
Okay.
Yo, Harry, I think your mom and dad are going to be over here. And he goes, all right, Hermione, take the lead. And she does. And she leads him down the row of gravestones.
Where you lead, I will follow. Are we all right?
What?
I said, are we all right?
Never, no.
Not even in the slightest bit.
All right.
They stop halfway across the square, though, on their way to the cemetery. And she's pointing at the war memorial. And I copy-pasted this from the book because I liked the writing. As they had passed it, it had transformed. Instead of an obelisk covered in names, there was a statue of three people. A man with untidy hair and glasses, a woman with long hair and a kind, pretty face, and a baby boy sitting in his mother's arms. Snow lay upon all their heads, like fluffy white caps. Harry drew closer, gazing up into his parents' faces. He had never imagined that there would be a statue. How strange it was to see himself represented in stone, a happy baby without a scar on his forehead.
Aww.
And I found this interesting little fact on the lexicon about the memorial.
A facky fact?
A facky fact.
What does it look like for Muggles? I know it's a war memorial, but like
an
what
obelisk,
war?
Obelisk. With, wait.
I wanted to know which war.
I think it's because so many Muggles died during the war too. So I'm guessing that war must have its own name in like Muggle history books. You know what I mean?
Oh. An obelisk is like one of those thin,
isn't it like the Washington
statues?
Monument?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's covered in names.
So this is from the wiki. There's also a great deal of Christian symbolism in the connection to the statue's closeness to the church on the square in Godric's Hollow. And the fact that Harry and Hermione visit there on Christmas Eve. They saw Christmas trees through the windows of the houses and heard carols coming from the church. Christmas celebrates the birth of a holy baby. And there was baby Harry with his mother and father in the statue. The snow on their heads could almost be halos, just as Mary, Joseph, and Jesus are sometimes represented in paintings through the centuries. The scene is also reminiscent of Harry's obsession with viewing his parents in the Mirror of Erised, which also happened over Christmas vacation.
It did.
And as Dumbledore said, gave him neither knowledge nor truth. The statue is an idealized version of the Potter family, much like the golden statues of a noble wizard, a beautiful witch, a house elf, and a centaur at the Ministry of Magic. This time, grown-up Harry was able to understand the loss of his parents, to move on to the graveyard and accept their deaths. There also is a Bible verse on the Potter's grave. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, which is from Corinthians. And Harry thought the verse sounded like Voldemort's fear of death, but Hermione explained it means, you know, living beyond death, living after death.
He wasn't ready to accept it at that time either.
Yeah.
And he says, he like thinks to himself, but they're not living. They're bones, perhaps dust now.
Yeah.
So he's like not ready to think about that. And I think he finally comes to be like master of death when he turns the stone and realizes that it's, there's more to this. Ooh, keep going.
So also the graveyard is called St. Jerome's Graveyard because it's next to St. Jerome's Church. And there is an abbot in the graveyard. Also, when I was going through this, there's some information on Jacob's sibling in here. Ismelda tries to charm a skeleton to look like Pumpkin Johnny. However, the charm backfired and she accidentally ended up raising an army of charmed skeletons that marched on Hogsmeade.
Way to go.
Way to go, Ismelda.
Melda for the win.
Jacob's sibling quickly took her to Bathilda Bagshot to see if she could help.
What year is this?
The 90s?
No!
80s. The 80s. I don't know.
I don't know. Ask your buddy Jacob's sibling.
For real.
Dear Jacob's sibling.
So, let's see. Next up in my notes. Hermione finds Kendra and Ariana's grave. So she, this is again copied from the book. She pointed to the dark stone. Harry stooped down and saw upon the frozen lichen-spotted granite the words Kendra Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
And a short way below her dates of birth and death and her daughter Ariana. There was also a quotation, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And
isn't
I found.
Isn't that a Jesus quote?
It is. I found a somebody talking about it on Sci-Fi Stack Exchange.
Absolutely.
Love that place.
Yes, yeah, Stack Exchange. A little bit Sci-Fi
so,
and Fantasy Stack Exchange.
It says, this person asked, let me see if I can find their username. Nope. Sorry, I can't give credit where credit's due, but it's on Stack Exchange. Is there any reason why Dumbledore presumably chose this verse to place on his sister's tomb? I've always wondered this. And then
I think that's the ash.
The what?
The ash. The person.
Oh.
Ash, January 15th, 2018.
Oh.
The ash Ketchum?
No, just the ash.
The ash. So then the answer that someone came up with, I think it's Am Flair. I don't know. The premise, so this quotation is from the Bible in Matthew. The premise is that Jesus is telling his disciples that their focus should not be on worldly gain because the real treasure is elsewhere. In Harry Potter, we know that Dumbledore feels great remorse over what happened to his sister, her death being one of the key reasons he never accepted the post of Minister of Magic. Placing this verse on her tombstone is his way of acknowledging that he missed out on greater treasure due to his misplaced ambitions, as well as providing a warning along with some advice to any who may read it in the future. Oof. Thought that was pretty heavy. It's yellow now.
Oh, it's my turn.
They call me mellow yellow.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. So Harry's thinking, so Rita Skeeter and Auntie Muriel, Tiffany's,
my girl,
her muse,
muse.
had got some of their facts right in the
Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore.
So the Dumbledore family had lived here, and part of it had died here. So seeing the grave to Harry was worse than hearing about it, and he can't stop himself thinking that him and Dumbledore both had these deep roots
in this graveyard, so
and that Dumbledore should have told him.
He should have.
I know. So from the book, yet he had never thought to share the connection. They could have visited the place together. For a moment, Harry imagined coming here with Dumbledore, of what a bond that would have been. Of how much it would have meant to him. But it seemed that to Dumbledore, the fact that their families lay side by side in the same graveyard had been an unimportant coincidence, irrelevant, perhaps, to the job he wanted Harry to do.
I can't get on board with that one either. I think it's too hard. He's ashamed, feels blame, doesn't know if he's the one that killed her, and then everything that went along with Grindelwald, like... it's painful for him to talk about. Yes, it would have been great, but like...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know,
that's a lot. I mean,
it's so hard. You wish he would have shared, but like, you can see the reasoning why not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, like, it's crazy that so Dumbledore drops this kid off on his aunt and uncle's doorstep, right? Mm. This is the best for him, blah, 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 which like,
hate
we
it.
Know that's a contention in the fandom.
I mean, I'm a Dumbledore person and I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. And at that time, all Dumbledore thought of Harry was kind of what Snape described him, right? A pig for slaughter. Had the idea that this kid was going to be destined for something, right? Obviously, the plan formulates as we go on and, like, he learns more. Mm-hmm. But, like, Dumbledore never intended to care about Harry.
No.
But he did.
Yeah.
He grew to love Harry.
Do you think he was
scared?
That
made things even harder.
To love Harry because of what happened with Ariana?
Maybe.
That, and I think that he knows that he doesn't get to keep Harry.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be... I don't know, father figure.
Like, I can have
brother figure to this person
that you're gonna survive this, but I have no way of knowing.
Yeah, and I don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah,
it's just it's a defense mechanism to keep your own peace, to keep your own self together. And luckily, we get the afterlife limbo, King's Cross.
Yeah,
to discuss these things, but like, no, I think it was all too hard for him.
Mm-hmm. And I had a thought, I think it was last episode. It's like, I feel for Dumbledore too, because he's constantly between like letting Harry have a normal quote unquote childhood and try to like
push this
live
off.
You know, go to school, everything. He could have just been like, nope, we're training, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, I feel it's all,
you also can't
give and take.
Make people share. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As much as it would be beneficial and you can see the benefit of that, you can't push people to do that, you know?
Yep.
Yep. Harry feels glad that his face is hidden in shadow right now because he knows that Hermione's looking at him and he's grappling with all of these things in his mind. He doesn't understand what the words mean. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. But he's sure that Dumbledore must have chosen them because he was the eldest in the family at the time. But Meg cleared that up for us. Are you sure he never mentioned, Hermione began. No, said Harry curtly. Then let's keep looking. And he turned away, wishing he had not seen the stone. He did not want his excited trepidation tainted with resentment. And then Hermione, a little bit later, is like, here! And then is mistaken because she thought that it said Potter, but it didn't. Poor Harry, like, throughout the rest of this chapter keeps, like, getting called back. And, like, all he wants to do is find his mom and dad. And,
he's
like, it's,
so on
it's anxiety.
Edge.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Is Percival buried outside of Azkaban?
Oh, yeah. He must be.
Nobody
must
even
be.
Was like, can we bring him? Can we bury him back over here? Is that, like, a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if you're allowed to do that.
Because I know that people who die are buried outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Az. How are you buried? Is it in the middle of stuff? Are you just thrown out? We buried at sea?
Maybe.
Saving some coin.
It feels very Azkaban to me, and I'm glad it was shut down.
Yeah.
Go Kingsley.
Yeah.
Go Kingsley.
So Hold something, on. Go ahead.
My other husband is here, Vinny.
Hello, Vinny.
Vinny says, I also question the notion that at any moment Dumbledore had Harry as a pig for slaughter, even when he didn't know him yet. That is Snape's interpretation of what happened.
It's true.
Boom roasted. Boom roasted. My wife.
Oh my God, Mia. She had put that in Discourse later on. She said, sorry. Goes and deletes it.
He needs Red Live.
And in the moment.
Vinny, that's true. He said Philosopher's Stone was about Dumbledore measuring what kind of person Harry was. Mirror the tests and so on.
He's 11, Dumbledore.
Do you know what also, because Alana and I just read The Mirror of Erised a couple of nights ago.
I might cry.
I had forgotten that when Dumbledore finally reveals himself to Harry, when Harry goes in there and he's by himself and he's literally just standing there staring at his family for hours, Dumbledore comes in and he gets down and he sits beside Harry in front of the mirror. Because I think they see, at this moment in time, maybe the same things. Maybe he sees his family too. I know we saw Grindelwald in the mirror at one point in, what's it?
Yeah, but I imagine that changes over time.
I do. I think the desires of our hearts definitely change.
Yeah. Weep womp.
Yeah.
So Hermione's at this grave that she thought was Potter, but it wasn't. And she goes to like rub at the stone, probably brush some snow off of it. And she calls Harry to come back again. And he's like, what? What is it? So this grave is extremely old and weathered. Harry can barely read the name on it. But it has the same symbol from the book. The little triangular symbol. And Hermione reads out Ignotus on the gravestone. Shout out to Iggy. So this is one of the Peverell brothers. The one specifically that is like very directly connected to Harry.
Shout out to Igapig.
Igapig. So Harry's like, yeah, that's great. Like, I'm going to keep going to look for my parents. Okay. Okay. And he's got this slight edge to his voice. Cause like, yeah, like Tiffany said, he's feeling a lot of things right now. He's on edge. So after a while of searching, Hermione calls him again, but this time it's because of his parents. She goes, Harry, they're here, right here. And by her tone, And he knew by her tone that it was his mother and father this time. He moved toward her, feeling as if something heavy were pressing on his chest. Mm. The same sensation he had had right after Dumbledore had died, a grief that had actually weighed on his heart and lungs. So the headstone's only two rows behind Kendra and Ariana's, which, of course, you know what I mean? Like, when you're trying to find something, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's made of white marble, just like Dumbledore's. So it reads, both of them are on the same headstone. It reads, James Potter. Oh, this got all messed up. Hold on. James Potter, born 27th of March, 1960, died the 31st of October, 1981. Lily Potter, born 30th of January, 1960, died 31st of October, 1981. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And Harry panics for a moment because he's like, he says this out loud, isn't that a Death Eater idea? Why is that there?
Mm-hmm.
And Hermione is so sweet and tells him it doesn't mean defeating death the same way that the Death Eaters mean it, or, you know, Voldemort. And she's super gentle and she says it means, you know, living beyond death, living after death. And I'm going to read a lot from the book because I feel like you just like that gets the feels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they were not living, thought Harry. They were gone. The empty words could not disguise the fact that his parents' moldering remains lay beneath snow and stone, indifferent, unknowing. And tears came before he could stop them, boiling hot, then instantly freezing on his face. And what was the point in wiping them off or pretending? He let them fall, his lips pressed hard together, looking down at the thick snow hiding from his eyes the place where the last of Lily and James lay, bones now, surely, or dust. Not knowing or caring that their living son stood so near, his heart still beating, alive because of their sacrifice, and close to wishing at this moment that he was sleeping under the snow with them.
That's
heavy.
That's heavy.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
And I read it again today. And I mean, I'm also reading this as an adult now, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, geez, you know, like this kid's been through it.
There's so much put on him and what he has to do in his brain at this moment in time, isn't it much easier for him to be gone?
Right.
Right. But then Harry being Harry knows that if he's gone, the world he's leaving behind is a horrible place.
Is it Dumbledore that says you have to choose between what is right and what is easy? Mm-hmm.
Yep. He definitely chooses what is right.
Yeah, feeling these things sucks. Grief sucks. Having the weight of the wizarding world and the fate of it upon your shoulders, that sucks.
And, you know, if we think about seeing Harry's parents again when the stone is turned and them telling him that he's been so brave this whole time and we'll be with him, it just makes me think that whatever afterlife that they have in the wizarding world, his parents are watching over him in some capacity. And I feel like they probably saw this moment and how... You know, I don't know if there's necessarily, like, if we want to think about afterlife and think about, you know, if you go with, like, the Christian view of it, like you're brand new, right? All your ailments are gone. My brain interprets it as that you in your prime, right? You as your best self. And there's supposed to be no pain. But I still think that you could probably feel emotion for maybe the ones that you're looking upon. And as a mother, how difficult that would be. And, you know, being a father, being a parent, like just seeing your son and knowing in his heart, he thinks that it would be much easier if he was dead. Yeah. And he wouldn't have to go through this and go through all this pain and have all this anguish. And that's got to be,
you know,
that's got to be so incredibly difficult.
It makes me think of what you said before, too. Like at this moment, Harry is firmly in this belief. They're gone. They weren't living. Like, and yes, they are. His parents are dead. But when he comes to the terms of like accepting death and walking willingly to his death, that's when his parents come to him. And like you're saying, like, then I think he's open to the idea of them being with him, watching over him.
Yeah.
At this moment, he's closed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when you open your heart, mm-hmm. you can feel that.
Yeah. That's what it seems like it's the story's telling. And I like that idea. Yeah. Hermione took his hand and gripped it tight. He couldn't look at her, but gripped back, taking these deep, sharp gulps of the air. And he's thinking, I should have brought them something. I hadn't even thought of it. And he's like looking around and it's winter. So like any sort of leaf or, you know, plant is dead right now.
Right.
But Hermione comes in clutch. And raises her wand and creates a wreath of Christmas roses. And Harry catches it and lays it on his parents' grave.
Do you know what I think?
Go for it.
You know, I mean, Gamp's Law, right? We're not making stuff out of nothing. Wouldn't it be hilarious if they just, like, disappeared out of the church during the service? And they're now on this grave.
Hey, where'd those go?
Like, so some, funny. Like, kid, like, is, like, looking at them and all of a sudden they're gone and he's like,
I didn't know that Christmas roses was a thing, so I found a picture of them on the Google. I'm gonna send it in Discord if it'll let me. There we go. This can go away.
Oh, they're white.
Oh, I thought they were red. Christmas, I just, my brain said red.
Christmas roses, the queen of winter flowers.
Oh.
They are hardy, low-maintenance, evergreen perennials.
Low-maintenance, please. I'd kill them.
Same. early varieties such as Diva and Jasper.
Diva?
Flower from November onwards. Oh, you know what? I was reading that because I was thinking of that scent that your mom really likes, Meg, called Juniper Breeze, and I got that mixed up with Jasper. But, you know, whatever.
Mm.
I wanted to see if they're... Where did this go? It's a unique perennial plant that provides garden interest year-round. That's not what I was looking for. I was looking for why it's interesting. Come on. All right, I give up. Because I'm not looking at anything.
I'll see if I can find something.
Thank you. Okay, while Meg looks that up, I'm going to read the last paragraph from the chapter. As soon as he stood up, he wanted to leave. He did not think he could stand another moment there. He put his arm around Hermione's shoulders, and she put her arms around his waist, and they turned in silence and walked away through the snow, past Dumbledore's mother and sister, back toward the dark church and the out-of-sight kissing gate. You can just, like, see this, and you can feel how heavy it is. Like, they haven't spoken anything except for Harry going, why is that on the gravestone? I don't understand. And Hermione explaining it to them. But then, like, they just have this moment together. Like, Hermione got to share this moment with Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she was there for him. Because I feel like she kept him standing.
Maybe this is where the dancing scene stems from.
Yeah.
Them putting their arms around each other. And I like the dance scene.
So do I.
Same.
Yeah. I feel like it's very telling of their friendship. It's loving. It's friendly. It's great to see a friendship like that. That's a guy and a girl. Just friends. No, yep. Nothing else.
I know. It's hard.
I like seeing it.
It's hard to come by.
It is hard to come by. And I don't understand why. Because I have plenty of friends who are males that I literally feel zilch for, obviously. But I like seeing that. And I think it should be more because, you know, growing up, I feel like I had more guy friends than I did have girlfriends that were literally just friends. But there's like no examples of that in like pop culture back then.
You hardly ever see it.
It was always like, I like this friend. And I'm like, but I don't like those people. I just want to be friends.
I know.
All right, what were you going to say?
Christmas roses are symbolic of Jesus and Mary. And they represent purity.
Thank you, Meg.
Would you look at that? What are these tabs? Ma'am,
it's lightning bolt time.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Sorry.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew.
I didn't know that was the end.
Tis. Yeah, I didn't know it was either. I always get Godric's Hollow chapter mashed up with Bathilda's Secret. And I always feel like they're one.
Is this all one chapter?
Get ready.
And I was like, no, it's not.
Next recording's going to be gross. Yep. Next recording's going to be gross.
Yay. Meat bags! Get your meat bags! Blake asked, what was Godric's Hollow called before Godric became famous?
The Hollow.
The Hollow. It was called Stars Hollow, actually.
Stars Hollow. I like that. Sam asked, would you be more like Hermione or Harry in this situation?
In regards to what?
I think she means...
Want to clarify in the chat? Oh, prep or just go? Just go. I'm on always just go. I don't really think.
Got it, got it.
I'd probably be on the prep because that's how my anxiety works.
I think you're a mix.
Yeah, I think I'm in the middle.
I think, though, if you had emotions like Harry, you'd be just go.
Yeah.
See what McKenna said?
Shut up, McKenna. She says, quote, I don't really think, Teef. I know I just said that.
It is very Gryffindor.
Okay, Discord discourse. Michigan Mike, I'm outside with my dogs listening to Swish on my phone and it's a cool evening. Just finished raining a bit and I can hear the local high school marching band practicing in the distance. The fall vibes are off the charts.
I'm literally so jealous. Also, go Bucks.
I had a pumpkin spice latte today.
Was that what you had tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you cutie.
Feeling the vibes. Mike's got a pumpkin chai.
I got a whole venti.
Yeah, dude.
In this piece. No coaster.
Sorry.
For shame.
For shame.
Vinny said,
husband.
The whole chillin' thing in Secrets of Dumbledore was the author's not so subtle way to firmly put her two cents in on the whole is Dumble a good or bad guy discourse.
Oh.
I can see that. Yeah. That totally tracks.
The little animal thing, if you don't know what we're talking about, the bowing deer looking thing.
Yes.
Did you forget what it was?
Okay.
I did. I thought, no. Vinny, I thought you were talking about chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of school. couple of guys.
They were up to no good.
Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I had one little fight. My mom got scared.
I said you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Surrey.
Oh!
William, that's beautiful.
William, I love you. William, I do.
Dude. It's so good.
It is.
That's, look at the edges, too. The scroll goes off.
I love it so much.
How it's perfect.
Did you do that?
Freaking talented.
Freaking talented.
You better put that on the gram. We'll beef up your business.
Yeah, William does
get points. Stinking Hufflepuffs. What are we doing? Catherine?
Bad story. Sorry. All right. I was fighting a yawn and I lost the battle. Mm. This comes from Priscilla. January 2022.
Maybe odds favor in your favor.
Megan Petras.
What are you doing over there?
She's obsessing over Taylor Swift walking into football games.
We're working.
Yeah. I'd fire you.
She's just,
But I'd be lost without you.
Back to her typical Chiefs outfits. It's gotta mean something. Anyway.
Oh my God, you're such a clown.
Give me a red nose and paint my face. Let's go.
I think I meant honk honk, but I said wah, wah.
My man.
Priscilla. Hey there, everyone. My name is Priscilla, and I'm a Gryffindor.
Yeah!
Through and through. I have to admit that I am new to the whole podcast thing and just discovered your channel late last year when I started listening to Gilmore Girls and One Tree Hill podcasts.
Nice!
While I'm new to podcasts, my love for Harry Potter definitely goes back. I, like many before me, failed at my first attempt at reading the books when Sorcerer's Stone was released when I was in grade school. As the movies came out, I always enjoyed watching them with friends and family, but I'm sad to say it took until I was in college to pick up the first book again. At first, I was a biology major and needed an escape and figured a mystical, magical world would be perfect. I flew through all 7
Ding.
Books and could not get enough. Reading the whole series made me realize I had a different passion and I changed my major to English literature and creative writing.
That's amazing.
Since then, I have completely immersed myself in all things Potter. Now I am a stay-at-home mom, currently writing my own fantasy novel.
Do tell.
Right?
Please message.
And starting a reread of the series. Just doing a chapter at night means I can start your show all the way from the beginning and listen to an episode each day, which is just the perfect wind-down for this mama, and I can't thank you enough for all the laughs, info, thoughts, and details you explore on your podcast. Mm. I feel one of the greatest things about Harry Potter is how it brings people together. Mm. You can meet someone who you have absolutely nothing in common with, but a shared love for Harry Potter will instantly connect you to that person. It's a love and passion I hope to pass down and share with my kids. My daughter has a Harry Potter nursery that is just as magical as she is. I just can't thank you enough for the podcast and being your fun, loving, goofy, and fascinating selves. It means so much to me and others.
Thank you.
Oh,
I like being there for people.
Priscilla, that makes me happy.
In your ears.
Thank you. I want to know about your fantasy novel.
Please.
Yeah, please.
I want to know where you're at in your reread.
This was 2 years ago, so.
I know.
So are you caught up?
What are we doing?
What's the hot topics? What are the cool jams?
Give me a joke.
All right. Let's see.
Did you pick it out already?
I did. What does a
Katie!
What?
Gringotts joke.
Well, I didn't know if I wanted to read it during a Gringotts thing. But then I decided, you know, stick the sticker. What does a photographer for the Daily Prophet say when she takes a picture? Hocus focus.
That's cute.
I wouldn't have done that or known that. I'm tired.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petras Family. Tiffany is on Instagram at tiffswish_flick. We got another bingo. This time it is, in fact, Marguerite.
Marguerite.
Gryffindor.
Ooh.
And
what?
What? Bull. Bull.
Yeah, I call
no.
Slytherin is no. in first place.
Hold no.
on.
No.
Vinny shows up for this episode and all of a sudden you're no. 500 points ahead.
No.
I call Major Bob Shorts.
Who put all the, like, I know we gave Vinny points for being here, but how, like, no.
There is no. some foul play.
Michigan no Mike, put play. your little warrior men away.
No foul play.
Foul play.
No.
There are definitely
no
shenanigans
foul
here.
Foul play.
No. You can't go up.
I'm not blaming you.
I don't know 500 some points.
Yeah, there's no way.
No.
No one else.
There was
moved.
A lot of Slytherin talking happening in the chat.
No.
No. There's two Slytherins no. here tonight. Plus Vinny, that's three. Yeah, I need receipts.
Who put that there? Vinny, did you?
Look, Mia's on our side too.
Unless she's lying. Dongle you in the hallway.
I don't know.
No, she's saying there was shenanigans.
So
there's
who was
no
doing
shenanigans?
Vinny? Where is Vinny? Did he leave?
Yeah, he disappeared. Hufflepuff is in second. Gryffindor is in third.
No, these points are
these
made
are so
up and
skewed.
They don't matter.
And the yeah. birds are in fourth.
This is
the
who's
birds
lying it anyway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there were five Slytherins in the chat today.
I've been recording a lot of fangirls lately.
There's no way. Listen.
Just accept it.
No, Hufflepuff, Justin
no!
Fair. Okay, this is not Justin I'll Fair. Something amiss.
Slap the tar out
There's
of you.
There's something amiss.
There was nothing amiss.
I know. For a fact, Jack, there is some hidden common rooms.
No, I swear.
Someone did something.
You better
that's
not swear.
All I'm saying.
Talked a lot about Jesus this episode. And he's listening.
Who is she? Tiffany.
She's in the corset.
I saw a video today of this little girl looking at a prayer candle and her mom said, who is this again?
You sent
and
it she, to us.
I sent it on the Swish story. And they said,
Dumbledore.
And she's like, are you sure?
Yeah. I need
I didn't
to know.
See it.
It's on the Swish story.
Oh, I thought you sent it to me.
Well, that was me.
Well, it's hard when you're the Petrus family. I don't know who's sending what.
All right. Close it out.
We'll fix this. Don't worry.
There's nothing amiss.
There's a lot.
There's a
amiss.
Lot amiss. No. It's 500 some.
I can look me in my eyes. Uh-huh. That's mischief.
What?
Look, uh-huh. at,
look
you.
At that.
You're making
you
me laugh.
You might as well be wearing a hood.
You're making
look at
me
you.
Laugh.
Blue
no
look
less.
At you.
Sick of it.
You sneaky snake.
Might as well heshasa your way out.
It means open your way out.
Cause you know.
Mia, there's nothing illegal about what I did.
Is this the whole is this yeah, really. Is this the whole oh
so
I never cheat in
did.
Games. I just use the rules. And bend them in the way.
Yeah,
but I don't do anything illegal.
I didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah.
I'm going to dongle you outside.
Yeah, you did something.
I didn't do anything illegal.
I'm scrappy
but
too.
But you did something.
And
I
I'm quick. Do anything illegal.
You did something sketch.
Just because you guys are slackers.
As Mia said, not in the spirit of the competition. Deeply uncool.
Deeply.
It's so deeply uncool. That's why your common room's in the dungeons.
You don't even get real light. You get lake light.
I like it.
You get lake light?
I like it.
We have to end this.
Yeah.
So
snakes don't have leggies, so mischief can't be afoot.
It's a slither. This episode is not for snakes. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.